You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Transition, and when you make that transition, it's a beautiful thing, especially when you get up in the morning and you be on the grind, like, man, like a systematic good morning to you out there in radio land, around the world, around the nation, around the city, around the country, man, keeping your heads up. This is the Monday Morning Grind with your guy, Dr. Grind, Kijana Owens, motivated this morning. We Talk Radio, WeTalkRadio.com, We Talk Radio Network, and the phenomenal, amazing, super producer, Bronda Ray, on the producer, keeping this thing going. Good morning. Good morning this morning. I don't even know how to say how I'm excited. I think you can feel the energy in the air. We've got a packed line of guests on. We've got a special individual that we'd love to have impact this morning. So I'm really excited. And to get this day going, Monday morning, just think about it. There's two twins born, one named Get To, one named Got To. Get To wakes up in the morning, feels like he gets to, you know, go towards his goals. He gets to go to work. He gets to cook breakfast. He gets to take care of his family, whatever that might be. Got To, he wakes up. I got to get up. I got to take care. I got to go to work. Man, be the kind of Get To person that makes a difference. Get To people make a change. Get To make people make it happen. And we've got to Get To people this morning, because we get to be on the radio. We get to be up this morning listening to empowerment, listening to inspiration, and listening to motivation sharing around the country. I got my main man, my brother in success, left-hand man, right-hand man, my assist king, man. Honored to be with him, Mr. Neosha Morris. I got you on the line this morning, on the morning grind, sir. Transition. I believe he's on the Zoom side of everything. So this morning, I'm gonna tell you what I was feeling like this weekend. Those calling in, brother. I'm not sure who guests we have on this morning. Do we have our special guests on this morning already?
Good morning. Good
yes.
morning. Good morning.
Yes, we do. We have Miss Adele on the line right now.
Miss Adele,
yes.
Absolutely. Thank you. Miss Adele, this morning, making it happen out there in Dallas, Texas, storm trooping and making an impact with your Authors Network. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And fired up this morning. I know this weekend has been a lot of changes out here and what we're supposed to do with the situation around the world, quarantine, pandemic, this news and that news and, you know, sending you this way and that way, man, but we stay going forward. What are you doing right now when you look at Monday morning? What makes you feel good about Monday morning? I know you're a kind of get person. You're not a got to do it. You're a get to do it person. What's the difference in that kind of philosophy? And how do you get up on Monday morning on the grind? Adele, could you hear me?
Yes, I can. When I get up on Monday morning, the first thing I think about is, what is my week going to be like? So I look at my calendar, and then I start thinking about, oh, I'm going to say, get to work, because get to work, well, I'm going to put it like this, I can't think of the scripture now, but we've got to have, faith without work is dead. So we've
there
got
it
to
is.
Put it in. We've got to put it in. We got to grind, like you would say. We got to grind, but not grind so hard, but work smart and not hard. Because if we work smart and not hard, we'll see how things start unfolding and start happening.
Now, You brought something to the fold right there when you say grind. You know, I think I got asked. I get asked all the time. How did you know, who said you was Dr. Grind? What makes you the grindology? And what is the grind, right? The grind is passion. The grind is commitment. The grind, I think that individuals take the grind as you grind yourself down to where you have nothing left in yourself with an amazing kind of work ethic. That's not it. Working smart, just like you said. Working consistently with focus and commitment. And not because you have to, because you get to, because you want to, because you see some things that you want in your life that are going to take a little extra passion, a little extra commitment, a little extra focus, a little extra whatever it takes, a little get up early and be prepared for changes that might come across at any time, at being ahead of the curve to make adjustments and adaptations towards what you want in your life on the fly sometimes. That is the grind. You know, it's something that you do because you get to. In the morning, when I look, sometimes in the morning, I look at the clock, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. My alarm is set for 3:30, but it never goes off because I get it about a minute before because I don't want to wake my wife up, right? Just by natural physiology. But I'll tell you what, I get to do that. I'm almost impatient about the new blessing of the new day. How do you feel about the new day?
Oh, wow. Ask me how I feel about the new day. I feel great because I can begin to start something new. My mind is constantly running. And I don't mean running to the place where it tires me out. I mean there's creative ideas running. I know I got to go out here and make something happen. So Monday is the start of a new day of making something happen.
And people will say all the time that they're not morning people, then if they're not a morning person, I know they're not a Monday morning person, right? A Monday morning person is a whole different kind of beast, right? That's supposed to be the start of the week. That's supposed mm-hmm. to be the start of the run. So over the weekend, it's kind of like Saturday is kind of like ready. Sunday is like set. And then Monday is like go. That's how I look at it, right? So my Sunday, I spend, you know, kind of family. My wife is real big. Oh, man, we're going to be relaxed. We're going to give him the day. We reference the Lord. We get a church. We, you know, those things, get the house, get some yard, get some really, you know, some. But it's preparation. And Monday morning, I get to get up. So I got a line full of people today. I know we got Don Jr., CEO out there, that amazing connection master out there, my brother in success, Mr. Neil Shamor. So I want to open the lines and just allow our crew this morning to share what they're feeling on this Monday morning, because they get to. Who we got first?
We have Jennifer Shell Brown on the line.
Mm.
Absolutely. Now, to really bring this home about being prepared for a day, you know, being prepared for making an impact, and on a Monday morning, just out there working and making a difference, just trying to help people and be a light to others, you know, on a Monday morning, to be able to reach and connect with people that connect you with people, like this amazing gentleman that I'm going to be able to bless to bring up on the line to make an impact this morning. He's been in the industry of helping people for decades. He stood in the front lines of change for decades. His show was about, you know, no nonsense leadership, no nonsense, straight to the fact, truth. And without further ado, I want to bring up the amazing Mr. Judge Joe Brown. Good morning, sir.
All right, you man. Good morning. How are you? I guess it's the Monday morning grind here. Time to get it together for the week.
Yes, sir. I don't know you that kind of guy. Yes, sir.
Personally, I'm all about this man up campaign, and that's a 24/7 thing. We don't get the weekend off. You know, the Lions don't take the weekend off from having lunch. So man's job is 24/7 because there are Lions out there that want to eat the people up, and you have to keep the Lions off the people, and you got to eat, so you got to go out and kill something too. So 24/7. It may be in the middle of the night, maybe in the deep of the heat. So you got to be ready, and that means you got to keep preparing what's inside of you so you can be a man. It's a head thing, a character thing. It's masculinity, and that doesn't back off.
Wow. Now, that's an impact, sir. Yes, I believe full-heartedly, 100% in that. I believe that. You know, as a man, I actually do a show about, you know, solutions over situations that are about, you know, man responsibility. You know, when the roof is leaking and the wife look at you, you don't need to be looking back at her talking about, you know, what do you want me to do? We have some major responsibilities as men, as leaders, as community leaders, business leaders, fathers, sons. Sir, absolutely. I've watched you for years. Just share what you're doing and the impact that you're making in your platform, sir. It's an honor to have you on.
All right, thank you. I retired from that show after 15 years. And see, there's still a lot of work to do. What most people don't know is that I had either the number one or number two television show, period. Not daytime, not judge show. See, there was only one person in television that was getting paid more than me. That was Judge Judy. We were all in the same unit. So that meant that you had a black man in America getting paid more for TV than any other man, period, including all the white ones. See, that's big time. But they weren't about to let you know there was a straight black man making more money in TV than anybody else except two people. Leslie Moonves, who was CEO of CBS, and Judge Judy, and that was because they were determined not to let a black man be number one. So they kept promoting her, changing her rating schedule so she'd stay a step ahead. CBS had a special unit run by a guy named Roger King, who auditioned and discovered Oprah and set her stuff up for her. And he had Oprah, he had Dr. Phil, he had Judge Judy, he had me. And for the last 4 years, I beat Oprah just about every week in the ratings. I beat Phil, and half the time I was beating Oprah until they change up, and then she'd stay a little ahead. So you got a black man doing something that's not all that great. I mean, it is that Holly Weird mess. But you had a number one situation here where brother's making more money than any white boy doing it. So, I mean, it was interesting. That's a little thing for black history. But, you know, what it is it was simply a continuation. I had a pulpit, and I decided to couldn't really do my thing because actually you only got to see me for 14 minutes out of every half hour. The other 16 were for commercials. In the Southeast, I got on for an hour in prime time, so that was 28 minutes out of every hour and 32 minutes of commercial. That's the way they did. But before that, it was something else. It was, what are you supposed to be about? You know, you don't breathe this air too long, so while you are breathing it, do something so people will remember you after you stop breathing. Because that's a thing about life, is very transitory. And at my age, I can look back and say, man, it passed so fast. I sit down sometimes and I wonder, I said, was it that long ago? It seems like just last year. But that was 42 years ago, that was 28 years ago, that was 31 years ago, that's 37, that was 6 years ago. And I'd say this to anybody listening, you don't have long. So get on it and stay strong and start pushing right now. Don't hold back because there aren't too many tomorrows for you.
Whoo, yes, sir. You've been making an impact, though. I've watched some of your shows. I mean, you use your platform to empower. That's what was most powerful to me. That's what made me really excited. Because when people get where they are, they use a platform to help. I mean, you get individuals, young men, and you take the time to get them some help. But just one of the things that made it made you, you know, step out and do that and use your platform to help. I've seen you do it many, many times. Why did you do that, and would you share why it's important to do the same thing wherever they are?
Well, okay. I had one grandfather that was a bishop. I had another grandfather that was a physician. The one that was a physician lived to be over 100. I'm an old man myself now, so I can tell you about some times when most people have no direct connection, but my old man, my grandfather on my mother's side, was born in 1852. His father was a Nigerian who had been stolen after the slave trade was officially over. You couldn't import after the first decade of the 19th century, so they had to manumit him. He had to work and pay back the purchase price, but he raised my grandfather properly. My grandfather was not a slave. My great-grandfather wasn't either because of that. But my grandfather had an attitude, half African, all right? And he had 10 other siblings, and one of them got lynched. So he and another brother went and murdered two deputy sheriffs who they held to be responsible. He fled, wound up getting away, and put his age back 15 years, went to medical school and practiced medicine for more than 50 years, died in 1952. So I was sitting on the side of the bed when he died, and I remember what he told me. I have this memory where I can go back way, way back till 2-3 years ago, two or three years old, and I don't forget stuff, and I remember what he told me. And he left me a journal, and the journal said, your job is to lead your people in your village and take your village to a point where they can prosper, can endure. They don't want to endure, but they want to get to the top and keep them focused. And it's your job to die, if necessary, to keep this going. So I've always had that kind of in my head. And,
wow,
you know, it's like that.
Wow. Wow. Well, I've seen you manifest that. Now we know where it came from. Like, what was that? Paul Harvey used to say, now you know the rest of the story. Absolutely, sir. And in your mission and the things that you're doing today, anything you could share that would make an impact to the listeners? I know you're dedicated to making an impact in young men's lives, and your tireless efforts, as you say, out front.
Man up.
Man up.
Seriously, man up. Stop being emotional. Teach yourself to be cold-blooded, rational, reasonable, and logical. Read. Don't rely on YouTube. Don't rely on television. Read, because there's something magic in those books, but don't believe everything you read. And I got a homework assignment for everybody out there. You got a piece of paper and a pencil or whatever, write this down. The name is Robert Church. Now, Google Robert Church and see what it says. It will tell you he was the first black millionaire in America. Now, Google first black millionaire, and it will tell you somebody else. Google Aunt Jemima, as in pancakes, and it will tell you that the picture on the pancake box is the picture of the woman that started the pancake company. She was a black woman, and it will tell you she was the first black millionaires in America. So when you see Aunt Jemima on the box, that's first female black millionaire on one source. But if you read another, it'll tell you Madam C.J. Walker. So in other words, the same Google's going to give you four different answers. Now, speaking of which, something on the light side, I see Aunt Jemima left the pancake folk. Uncle Ben left the rice people because of this little thing that's been going around. And both of them got hired by Popeye's Fried Chicken. And Aunt Jemima sitting in the front seat of a car now talking about, I'm experiencing some things right now. And Uncle Ben's looking around at the dead chicken talking about what you're doing with your fine self right there. But,
wow,
you know, it changed up. Oh, there's some change.
Yeah. I don't know if they caught that one right there, Judge Joe. I caught that one right there. Yeah.
Things up in here, you know. I mean, Jemima got a new job.
Absolutely. Never even looked at it like that, man. You are absolutely correct.
And then
you
got
up
the
a little bit.
Folk waiting out there for 2.5 hours in 100 degree heat last year. Waiting on a delicious chicken sandwich from Popeye's Fried Chicken, which is a Canadian company, by the way. And they got another way of dealing with their folk south of the border. You know, so
that's some raw stuff right there.
I love me some fried chicken, sure do. Yes, sir, I love me some fried chicken.
Johnny? Maybe we can go down there south of our border and get some of those colored Negroes. What do they call them? Those African-American? Black these days. Yes. How fitting, you know. That's fitting. And maybe we can make them the face of the bird, you know. We dead them up and fry them up in the blacks. They'll eat them. And we've got this thing going on right now where you have all of these little ratchet cupcake girls with pale faces out there demonstrating in an ecology uprising. They want to save the colored animals and they're going to be asking for $19.95 a month so that we won't be chained outside in the cold and our whatever something matters. So it's interesting.
Wow. What metaphor, sir. I received them all. I hope that the line, the listeners, the people that got this live this morning. Now, you gave some raw Judge Joe Brown right there that people may not have got a little bit of that personality enlightenment call this morning. So you are absolutely right. They changed it up, made it look aesthetically appealing to today's time, but it's the same message regurgitated again and again. Wow, what a way to put that. I wouldn't pick up all your time, but I will have you on as long as you stay. So I know we got some listeners that would love to ask you some questions, or if you would continue to get back.
I got a few minutes.
Oh, wow. Well, I want to open up the lines. You are on the Morning Grind Radio Show on We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network, WeTalkRadio.com. My name is Kijana Owens. They call me Dr. Grind. Let's see what we got on the line this morning. I'd like to just get Mr. Judge Joe Brown a question or a comment this morning.
We have T.A.D. on the line.
T.A.D. and T. Smiley are in the building.
Good morning,
Judge Brown.
Absolutely.
Good morning.
Listen, first we just want to say thank you so much for being here. Your presence is just incredible. We appreciate the love that you've given us. The information that you have given me, in particularly today, you know, as a business owner, I feel like the shoes that I got to fill are really big, you know, for my community. And you just confirmed it. You know, that's one of the things that you said. You know, you'll live and die for this. But to help somebody in your community, I'm the same way. I'm here to make sure people's lives are changed one way or another. And we don't have to continue to keep the same mindset, yanking each other down. I absolutely love what you're doing. And I'm just going to let you know that you've got an entire network of people over here that are going to continue to encourage you. We've got your back no matter what you do. I do have a question. You know, when I know for a fact you've talked about it, you know, having, you know, in a position where, you know, you did make less money than your counterpart. What is it that you did in order to persevere through that? How did you push through that? Because I don't know if it weighed on your mental psyche or not. Like, I don't know how that, you know, because, I mean, seriously, working with somebody who's your equal and then they get more money than you, come on, it's unfair, but it also kind of weighs on your mind a little bit. I mean, for me it does, and maybe not everybody else, but I'd love to see, you know, how you worked through that. We got a lot of people right now who's literally dealing with that particular situation in their life.
Well, see, there's another way of looking at it. There was no white man in TV making more money than I did, so I guess I was on the top of the heap. But you see, Hollywood has an agenda, and it is to suppress straight men, period, of all races and ethnicities, and in particular, black men. So I had to, for 15 years, overcome that paradigm and get to the top. But the deal was I had a message. And I never would get into that thing that they wanted me to push, which is day in, day out. They had knives they wanted to jam in your back when you weren't looking, and even when you were, to get you to push that Skittles agenda. You know, the one with the queerness, the weirdness. I mean, that's your business if you want to do it, but I have this deep concern with kids. It started off when for 15 years, in addition to everything else I was doing, I was a scoutmaster. And I quit when they started letting certain people who were open about what they were become adult leaders. I said it was going to be poison. And you can turn on your television, if you've got satellite or cable, you'll see all these commercials out there now trying to get people to come in and join the crowd action to sue or get recovery from the Boy Scouts of America for all of the perverts they let come in and start grabbing a hold of the boy. And that's beginning to spread to general society, and Hollywood was trying to get me to push that, and I absolutely refused. But you see, one difference between me and the rest of the crew is I was over 50 when I got discovered. I was the last judge on this James Earl Ray case, and my conclusion was that he did not kill Dr. King. The FBI supplied the weapon, the ammunition, and it was a two-man hit team from the fire station, and everybody up there was complicit in that killing, and the FBI didn't question a single person up there. There's a whole lot of mythology out there for a number of reasons. So with that understanding, I said, well, you know, real-time world, being what it is, I had some connections. So when they tried to do their Hollywood thing like they did with Cosby, they set him up for that from years ago. They tried to with me. And we just cut him off at the knees. Like, for example, the show hadn't even been 2 months old, and they had a big party at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. And I was a bachelor. I was having a good time dancing with some of these pretty starlet-looking sisters and all of this. And one in particular and I hooked up that evening, and we were sitting at a table drinking some wine. She got up to go to the ladies' room. She came back. She said, you know that guy over there, tall guy in that gray suit? I said, yeah. Hell, he was the CEO for the outfit. He said he offered me $2,000 in cash if I'd signed something saying you tried to feel me up. So we went around and got all of these girls and got statements from them that this guy had come over and tried to do the same thing. So we set them up, and a woman that I hired to be my publicist, a beautiful sister from Mississippi who had been Miss Washington, D.C., and first runner-up in the Miss America contest in a particular year, we came up with this plot. So we created a fictional woman, and we filed this series of sealed affidavits with human resources detailing how we were taking this fake woman and we were going to set it up so they could run with it. Well, they did. It was a big to-do, and when they unsealed the letters, they all got caught in a lie because they came up with a series of letters from this fictional woman that I had been trying to, well, use my position to compromise her. So they were gone, and I was there. So it had to go through a series of this kind of thing, which, you know, most people aren't going to play that kind of I spy mind game on the other side while they're playing it on you. And since I came in at 50, I did not come in with this, oh my God, I'm in this career where I'm making so much money, you know, I have to keep it at all costs because I can't get a real job in the real world, and I'm off in this Hollywood make-believe. And then when I talk to my fans, I go, yeah, man, it's down for the cause, man. You know, the OG, man. See, you can't do that. You got to be real because there's a bigger mission out there. And if you stay on mission, yeah, you're going to miss out a bit at first. But after a while, when everything gets weeded out and the, you know, the shade starts falling off of the wheat, then somebody with the real thing is going to be necessary, and they will be the only person that can fill that role. So quit compromising yourself, all young men and young women. You don't have to. Be about the right thing, and your time will come because you will be part of the few that the many will need, and you can go into this thing where you can even have a good time with it. Like right now, this is Joe on the radio coming through to you on the Monday morning grind as you get on your mind, going to the job, you know, hey, don't let them take you, don't let them get you, put it out, get it in, don't rob, don't steal, deal with what you ought to feel. When you feel what you ought to feel, it feels good for you, so you can keep coming through. See, that was a little freestyle. Improve your mind.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Man, absolutely. Who you just heard from, I didn't get a chance to give that. That is our founder, our CEO, the visionary of We Talk Radio, Ms. Nakia Davis. Her mission to impact and empower women coming through some seemingly insurmountable odds, you know, some real situations and stuff like that with her movement with Heels on the Move to Heal has been amazing. Mr. Judge Joe Brown, I don't even know how I could tell you about the impact you've made on, I know, this panel. I know we got some amazing breakthroughs coming on. Let me see if I can get one of those rhymes like you. I got to work on it. I'm not as seasoned as you are. Man, amazing. You've done some amazing things with young individuals that have been on your show. I've watched, and it's inspired me as a mentor. Like you said, we're all in a war. And I look at war like this. I was in the Marine Corps. In the Marine Corps, you got the guys that hit the beach. You got the guys that, you know, recon and all of those. You got photographers. You also got firemen and mess and maintenance and the motor T and everything that's the mechanism of military. Same thing like causes. You know, you got those that get out front and got signs that don't spell right? You got people out there that do all kinds of stuff. But your fight has been to make an impact, make a change, and use your platform. I saw you take a young man that was totally out of whack, didn't have a father in his life. I mean, you took him under his wing, got him some help. So what kind of impact did that do in your heart, and what kind of mission is that? As you said before, you got to have a fight, and you gotta die for something. Sir, you know, the impact on the front of the people. Yes, sir.
Well, let me say this. I've got so many of those cases like that. See, I was a criminal court judge, got elected to 2 8-year terms here in the Memphis area, and the statewide recidivism rate for felons was 80%. In my courtroom, it was only 16 to 18%. And that was because I gave these young offenders training in being a man so that they had a cause. You see, today people don't have a cause, they don't have a purpose, and when you get youth without a purpose and cause, they go astray. It's like what happens in the Marine Corps. Everybody's got to be a rifleman first before they get to the other thing. You know what I'm talking about, whether you're a pilot, whether you're somebody that works in cooking for everybody else, you are still a rifleman. Now, I tried to do that with the young men and say, first and foremost, you are a man and everything else is built on that. There are women, and you have to understand that you are on an equal footing with the women, which is not so prevalent in our black community. And when you are there, it's the yin-yang balance thing. In other words, everybody's got to pull. Everybody does what they are supposed to be doing, and above and beyond. And what are you supposed to be doing? Well, what you feel with your nature. But your nature is supposed to be controlled. And if you want your nature to guide you, be sure that when you look at the individual that you see in the mirror, when you shave, brush your teeth, comb your hair, whether you're male or female, you can answer to that entity and say, I did the right thing yesterday, I'm going to do the right thing today. I'm not going to stray. And instead of saying, yo, man, I ain't got no daylight at the end of my tunnel, man, you know, I might as well be dead before I'm 24, and I ain't even but 22. You see, instead of looking at it that way, you say, I've got some obligations and responsibilities, and it's my job, even if I don't make it to the end of the tunnel where the daylight is, to have the honor of fighting the fire-breathing Gila monsters that are setting flames to everything up in that tunnel and making it burn and smoke. And I got to put those fires out and get the people to the end of that tunnel. And I don't see it, if they do, I'm doing my thing and I'm proud of it. You see, when you get the right thing in your head, doing the right thing becomes your source of satisfaction.
You don't have to say, yo, man, that's some fire smoke, man. I got to have me some more of that, man. Or, hey, you know, like, man, you know, we was hanging, man, you know, running the way, ladies, man, you know, like, hey, Robert, man, you know, Jamal Stump, man, what you doing, man? Seen you in a while since you did some time, man. Well, man, I got me four ladies to take good care of me, man. Two of them got a good J-O-B. One get a crazy check. The other one get AFDC, man. You know, hey, it's all me, man. You know, hey. See, that's not what you're supposed to be about. So it is very rewarding when 25 or 30 years after the fact, you see somebody with gray in his hair. He walks up to you and say, Judge, you remember me? Well, no, sir, I don't. Well, you gave me some time once, and did I give you enough? No, no, no. See, but you taught me about that man thing. So I been back in no trouble. I got children. I put all of them through college. I got grandchildren. I'm trying to teach them what you taught me. Like you said, pass it on. It's your job to pass it on. And if you pass it on, you got no problem with moving on because it's all the way up from where you are. You don't need to go down. Just come back around, be resilient, deal with fighting, quit thinking about survival and start dealing with what you got to do. Like you told me this thing with last man standing on the wall, you know, there's a thing about that. And until you're willing to do that and see glory in doing it, you can't do none of the rest. You can't even walk down the street or go to sleep. And when somebody tells me that, that's what I told them. And I say, hey, I like that. Now, that makes you feel good and you get light in your step. And the last time somebody said that to me was actually yesterday. So that makes you feel like you're doing something when they keep pushing it. And that makes you say, I'm getting old. I don't have many days or months or years left. I have far fewer left than I have seen, whatever. So, you know, keep on keeping on because it feels good. See, what did you do, man? Did you go to, no, I don't go out to clubs anymore. I'm not trying to run ladies, you know. I'm not trying to do that kind of thing. I want to see what percolates to the top. And then I'll either start talking to her, mentoring her, or I will start dealing with her. If you're grown, but, you know, somebody said, man, why don't you run? No, that ain't what it's about, man. See, it's something else in there. Stop dealing with the shallow and the superficial and start dealing with what is of consequence and what you need to deal with. So there will be a tomorrow for your people. And if you help that tomorrow for your people, then you're good. But quit doing it like so many of our people have, where you think of your people as a herd of cattle. See, black folk are always into this survival thing. Black folk have survived in America. Well, see, if the herd of cows survives, but every damn cow in the herd is going to wind up hamburger or beefsteak. So we got to stop thinking about that and start thinking about things in the way the people that have gotten to the top think about them. The way the people who stay at the top think about them, and the way of the people who have the ballast to make things going. Now, black folk in America, in about 25 or 30 years, there will no longer be a racial majority in this country. Start preparing for it. It's time to get your act together, start moving on. You got to start getting strong. If we want a black economy, we're going to have some young people who kick some behind kindergarten through 12th grade so they can get in college, get some degrees, get into science, technology, engineering, and math so they can be sorcerers and sorceresses and work that magic that you get so we can come up with something new and develop an industry around that. I joked about it, but Aunt Jemima came up with some pancakes, got her name out there at one time, and black folk weren't insulted about this fat woman being on a pancake box because she had kicked some butt getting herself together. So irrespective of what you think about having fun,
change your mindset so your fun becomes a feeling of good joy at doing the right thing for the people that you're supposed to be about. It'll be okay. You can sleep at night. You may be tired, but you'll sleep. You will be able to look back on your life with no regrets. You'll be able to do what I do. Judge, what would you do if you could do it all over again? You couldn't get me to do it all over again. I wouldn't want that. There were too many tight ropes I almost fell off of, but I kept my balance, and I kept going until I can see the end of the damn thing. And then I find out I got a lot of people behind me that I've gotten over that tightrope too. And as a matter of fact, think of the tightrope as walking in the air, through the air, a little above where your people are down below, so you can see what's in front of them and keep directing them forward and say, this way, folks, this way is it's the way we need to go. We got a long chain behind us, I can see, and we have a long way to go in front, and we can all keep going there, because guess what? There is no end to this. Quit thinking of, I'm going to get it so everything will be all right. Everything won't be all right, because everything in life is not fair. There's adversity out there. There are lions and tigers that want to have you for lunch, dinner, or a midnight snack. So you have to keep on, keep pushing. You got to deal with them, because that's adversity. As long as there's adversity, you're alive and you're doing something. So welcome it as a challenge, a daily challenge, a weekly challenge, a challenge to your head, a challenge to your drive, a challenge to your courage, to your personal bravery, and to your fortitude, dedication, and your character. And with that said, I guess I need to back off a little bit.
That chair and chair. We need to get that chair and chair over there. That's what needs to happen at this point. Man, that is amazing that we could start off on a Monday morning with that kind of empowerment and with that kind of truth, with that kind of focus. You know, what I'm hearing, my takeaway right there is that everybody's got a piece of a part to play. What you play is how you fashion. Everybody's a rifleman. You're exactly right there. In the Marine Corps, you are right. I don't care how many stars and bars you have, you are a rifleman. You may ascend to motor T or administration or whatever, but good Lord, man, get involved in fight the way that you need to fight, the way that you can empower, so that somebody down the road can look back at you, a listener out there, and say, because of you, because of something that you said, or because of something that you did, or because of something that you overcame, I also believe that I could. And today, I no longer, I'm here instead of there. And so that's what I know you've done. And that's what I know you've always been about. And it's an honor, sir, to have you on this morning at this very little extra time. So I know we got some listeners still out there that want to ask, but I do want to have you any information that you want to get out to the people where they can contact you or connect with organizations that you feel are important, I would love for you to share that, sir.
All right. You can catch me on Twitter, where I dodge the Twitter police all the time. Not well, once they caught me, but I'm at Judge Joe Brown TV, at Judge Joe Brown TV, and I do not have a blue check. They refused to give me one, and I did have a Facebook account, but they refused to believe that I was me, so they wouldn't authenticate my name. They let all the rest of the TV judges and every little nobody that came out with a rap something or another, they can use their names, but they won't let Judge Joe Brown use his name, because you're not Judge Joe Brown. Well, what the hell do I have to do to prove it? You've seen driver's license, ID, everything else, and even stuff from the governor with judge on it, but you don't want me to be me, because that is a good thing to be, somebody with a message that the powers that be don't want to see get free to the people, because the people need the message. That was another rhyme, I guess, I threw out there.
Man, that's heavy. I hope somebody caught it. That's the main deal. I'm catching them all, sir. I will I know if anybody has just the last 2 minutes here, some kind of content that they want to add to the power that Mr. Judge Joe Brown has impacted with us today, you have an opportunity, about 20, 30 seconds, if you will. We want to make sure that they're...
And I want to say, Judge Joe Brown, you just made my day. You didn't make my day. You made my week. You made my months to come. Just listening to you, I just want to say I love you. I used to watch all your shows. But I'm going to tell you, what you're doing is absolutely necessary. Our people need to change their mindset and make things happen.
Thank you. That's right. You keep doing it, so I can tell you thank you again for what you're doing and thank you for what you do.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, Judge. It's Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and good morning to all the winning team.
Yeah, what's up, both of you?
All the Radio Ground family. I mean, this was just a dynamic show, and you illustrated a lot. I want to ask you a question before we go. What do you think about what happened to Black Wall Street in Tulsa, man? I watched a documentary on that. It blew my mind that we had a whole city of entrepreneurs working together, and they went and came and burnt it down. Can you kind of illustrate something on that before you go?
Well, they always did it. Anytime you get outside of your place as it is perceived, they're going to do a Black Wall Street number on you. So that's just America. See, one thing black people do not understand is one of the oldest principles in the world, everywhere in the world, is this one. Might makes right. It sounds harsh. It sounds unfair. It sounds callous. But that is the reality for all human interaction. Might makes right. And when this COVID-19 thing dies down, if you have a chance to get to a zoo, check out the primate areas and watch the chimpanzees, bonobos, and the baboons, and you will see this kind of thing at work in front of you in a microcosm. So might makes right, but we need to be able to have might so we can make our right.
Might makes right. Write that down. Going around the home.
That's called
anybody
power.
Anybody else with a comment question? Amazing. Might makes right. That's an amazing take on right there, sir.
See, we're always asking.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to stop asking and demanding. And not only demanding, but putting ourselves in a position where we don't have to ask, don't have to demand. We can make it go the way we want. We can make it happen. There's a difference.
Yes, a major difference in making it happen and asking somebody to help you make it happen. The sacrifice,
you know,
the dedication, the overcoming adversity, the facing the fire around the horn. We've got a few more minutes.
Yes, sir. This is Roscoe Owens. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You know, all through what you're speaking of, Judge Joe Brown, which I've watched you on air, I understand exactly what it is. I think Kijana has situations and solutions. The fact of the matter is, once you decide to be respectful and responsible, you get to instead of got to. See, people, you know, they got to do this and got to do that. But, you know, when you have arrived at the situation that you shared and mentored some of these young men, they get to be the kind of man that they need to be. And that's interesting. And thank you for being on the show this morning. It was very enlightening.
My pleasure. It's a good way to start the week. See, actually, I'm one of those people that keeps the same kind of hours that Count Dracula does. I'm up late. I got to bed at about 5 a.m. because I was reading something out of these magic books. But, you know, I don't slop any damn hogs. I don't feed chickens and I don't milk cows. So, ordinarily, I like to see that physics still works, celestial mechanics are still applicable, and everything is in proper orbit and trajectory, and the sun came up. So, see, I said that differently. Start thinking differently, and you will get yourself together.
Correct.
Start thinking differently, and you will get yourself together. By the words. Absolutely honored this morning, sir. You gave us an ample amount of energy and time. It is amazing to get up in the morning on a Monday morning, but most people don't like mornings in the first place. But on a Monday morning, you get to design your ideal life. You get out of that bed. You get to go do what you say you want to change. Gandhi, you know, himself, it said as a quote, I really believe it's what it is. What you see needs to be changed, make the change. Don't complain about it. What he said was, be the change you want to see. And Judge Joe Brown, that's what I've seen you do the whole time. If I could just put it in the basic premise of what you've done, is be the change that you want to see. Out front, sir. Out front.
Thank you.
Honored.
Now,
man, this has been an amazing morning. Anything else you want to say? You got the last word, sir.
Well, let's just say this. Stay focused. Stay strong. Get strong. Remain strong. When your strength starts fading, let your mind take over, because what happens is you come, you grow, you mature, you learn, you do what you have to do, and you pass it on. A grandfather tells the village, we are starving because the food source is low. But my grandfather showed me something when I was a little boy, and I want to show it to you now. And I've been waiting all these years to tell somebody, because we needed this in time of need. Now, come follow me. And he takes the little boys down, and he finds a food source they did not know existed, and everybody makes it. See, you come in, you learn it, you do it. You perfect it or you polish it, and then you pass it on. And with that, I'm going to pass on to some other business I have to do today. So everybody be on your way. Have a great day. I'm out of here. This has been Judge Joe.
Absolutely. Man, you just heard from Judge Joe Brown, the amazing, the extraordinary young gentleman. Days old and a young man with that kind of heart and energy. Maybe it's a raw, it probably could be a obedient, amazing delivery. Thank you, sir, for your time. It's been an amazing morning. I am Tijana Owens. I am Dr. Grind. This has been the Monday Morning Grind radio show. Fired up, laid up. I thank you all for calling in this morning around the world, around the country, around the city. It's amazing. You have an amazing week. Succeed on purpose. Absolutely. We Talk Radio, WeTalkRadio.com. Get your ad in. Get your advertising. Get your word out. You have a great week. You have a phenomenal day. Succeed on purpose. And we're out.
Don't me over and done with. Punk, come with all the gossip you can come with. Small thing to a giant, I can overcome this. Jail, I done done this. Rap, I'm just having fun with. I could be a local joker, never had one hit. New finish alone to get me dumb rich. Why these rappers selling records getting pennies? If brand hustle sell any, I'ma get plenty. If God with me, who can be against me? Sucker can't make me suffer, just make me suffer. Motivation, thinking only gonna
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.